Good afternoon, everybody, or good morning, depending on where you are. Appreciate you tuning in today to Republic Broadcasting Network, RBN. This is Common Sense Revisited. I'm your host for the next hour, Todd McGreevy. Today is Saturday, August 27th, 2011, near as we can tell, all day long. And again, thanks for tuning in. And enjoyed catching some of Phil's show this morning. He always has excellent callers and excellent dialogue, and appreciate the plug to stay tuned for our show, Phil. And by the way, everybody needs to stay tuned for Michael McKay's show coming up at 1 o'clock today. He has an excellent piece lined up about the history of capitalism, and it's supposed to be a humorous take as well. So I would stay tuned for Michael McKay's Radio Free Market coming up at 1 o'clock. Republic Broadcasting Network is supported in part by you, the listeners. We do encourage you to go to republicbroadcasting.org and look at either making a donation as part of their pledge drive, or you can sign up there and you can get a kit for $10. You get the DVD, Freedom and Fascism. You get a bumper sticker. You get 100 business cards. And, you know, that is an excellent. I think if you just go to the online store, they have that special offer right there. I believe that's where it's located. Could be a little out of school, and I will correct myself after the break on that. But nonetheless, RBN is beyond, you know, the network you're listening to and the excellent service that John Stadtmuller and his staff provide. Their website is worth checking out just for the headlines and the news aggregator that they have there alone. They have superb links, and if you can't tune in every day to RBN, you can at least check out the website. Also, there's archives link there as well for you. It's $1.33 a month to subscribe to the archives. So can't encourage you enough. If you enjoy the information you hear on RBN, whether it's this show or in the evening during the week or in the morning or, you know, tomorrow, Sundays, whatever, whenever you choose to tune in and you find it useful and valuable, then please consider supporting the network you hear. Just doing the advertising alone does not cover all of the bills. And as an independent media publisher myself, I can share with you that having an alternative perspective that's not part of the lamestream is not getting anybody wealthy. Okay, so if you do want to continue to have access to the information here in RBN, please consider donating or contributing. Value for value there here on RBN. Common Sense Revisited is the namesake of this segment, and it's inspired by the publication Common Sense Revisited, which is found at commonsenserevisited.com. It is a magazine. It's 48 pages. It's full color. It's a beautifully printed piece. It's published by Clyde Cleveland, and Clyde's a friend of mine from here in Iowa, and it's a modern-day tribute to Thomas Paine's original, and it's addressed to the inhabitants of America on the following interesting subjects: of the origin and design of government in general, with concise remarks on the Declaration of Independence, of indigenous power and surrogate power, thoughts on the present state of American affairs regarding specific issues, and lastly, of the present ability for America to return to, quote, the laws of nature and of nature's God. Critical distinction about the laws of nature. That is what we face, folks. That is part of what we talk about revisiting common sense, getting back to nature's law versus man's law. Man's law is flawed. Man's law is the statutory requirements we have. We've allowed the Bar Association and the banks to take over all of our legislatures, all the rules and regulations. And it sounds good on the surface, especially if you want to protect people, if you want to protect them from themselves or protect those that can't help themselves. Sounds great, doesn't it? When you make government the surrogate, you give them the power with the gun to coercively take from you, they create winners and losers, folks, and we've gotten away from nature's law. We're going to talk more about that when we return. Stay tuned.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesen, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372, or visit terravim.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for staying with us. Some Common Sense Revisited. My approach today is going to be macro to micro. And by that, I mean I'm going to deal with some, quote, national news, the big picture stuff that keeps us all distracted because of the way that our media consumption has been designed, the horse races that are out there and so forth. And I'm going to try and bring it down to, you know, some micro stuff that you can do in your own county. So I'm going to start with the big and get to the small, if you will. We're going to cover everything from Rick Perry and why he should be just totally vetted by the people, not the media. We're going to deal with some a very telling comment from Janet Napolitano. We're going to talk about John McCain's association with Muammar Gaddafi. We're going to talk about Robert Reich's admonition about how the media manipulates folks on television, Matt Taibbi on the SEC. And we're going to have a little clip from Fareed, Zakaria Fareed, the CNN and Time magazine contributor, who is, in my opinion, on a full-out scale war to get rid of the Constitution. So those are some of the things we're going to talk about. We're going to end up with some discussion of grand juries, both the de facto corporate grand jury that's in place in many of your counties where you live, and a movement to have de jure, natural law grand juries formed up in the counties as a bottom-up movement. So that's at least the scope of what we're going to talk about today. We're going to try and get to it all. And one first thing I want to talk about briefly is back to this whole Rick Perry discussion. And again, I'm stealing a little bit of thunder from Mike McKay. His Radio Free Market blog is where I picked this up. A gentleman by the name of Drew Helm from Iowa City, Iowa, who guest hosts for him sometimes, has a link at radiofreemarket.com. You can see it there. It's called Rick Perry, Afraid of Rick Perry. And I'll intro this real quick. It's only a 30-second clip, but there's a Rick Perry had a campaign stop in Iowa City recently, and it was at the Homburg Inn number 2, where candidates come for meet and greets before elections. The room was packed. The place is seating for about 75 people. It was a full house, he says. Around 3:30, Perry arrived, shook hands all the way around the room. This gentleman, Drew, went up to ask him a question. And he said, according to this blog posting, considering state debt has nearly tripled and spending has increased by 2/3 since you were governor, and also that Acorn considered your help their proudest moment, what were the differences between you and the current liberal president? So let's go ahead and play the clip to see how this went down.
That's it. You obviously don't know what you're talking about, brother.
I'm just reading your numbers. Sorry.
You obviously don't know what you're talking about, brother. That was his response to this young man who tried to deal with some facts and figures and some empirical information. And he was reporting the debt numbers from PolitikaFact from Bill White, who quotes the Texas Bond Review Board. And I'm going to have a link to this at my blog, thirdrailblog.com, so you can review this. These are some micro details I'm getting into about the Texas budget. The spending was almost $50 billion. The latest numbers now have it at $82 billion, a 67% increase. Adjusting for inflation and population growth, it's a 36% increase since 2000 in the size of government there. Also, Acorn called a bill that Perry signed in 2006, which benefited low-income homeowners, their proudest moment. Kay Bailey Hutchinson, who ran against Perry, she opposed that funding in 2007, according to this blog, and he attacked her. And so he's trying to just get back to what are the real differences. And the reason I even bring this up and take time up on today's show is that the media is manufacturing this so-called rise of Rick Perry, this rise in the polls and this rise as a front runner and so forth. And it couldn't have been more manufactured. I know most of the people who listen to this broadcast already get that and have heard this many, many times. And the reason I'm repeating this is to help hopefully arm you with some more data, so that when you're out and about talking to people, hopefully that we all kind of train ourselves or have some discipline to both talk about the macro, which is what we're talking about. Everybody's distracted with the presidential race because of the way the media runs it, and then get down to the micro, if you will. And this whole Perry thing, he was formerly a Democrat. He was on Al Gore's presidential campaign in 1988 as the state chairman. Analysis I've heard is that Karl Rove actually is the one that recruited him to come over to the Republican side of things down in Texas, even though they'll act like they're not friends. So this is completely manufactured, and I just couldn't think of a worse situation than having well, maybe there's a couple worse situations, but regardless, let's give this wannabe president a lot of vetting, folks, and don't be fooled, and don't let your friends and neighbors fool you that this guy is the real deal. He is a complete shill for the globalists, the special interests, probably more so than most that have come our way. And that doesn't even get into the whole thing about forced Gardasil vaccinations of young women in Texas and so forth. So buyer beware. Rick Perry is not interested in real facts and figures or dialogue. So yeah, I have another clip I'm going to play here, and this is Janet Napolitano. I'm going to give my producer a minute here to get this teed up. And she's being interviewed by some media, and I apologize. I don't have the full context of where this was. This took place. It certainly wasn't in a congressional hearing because, she's come to congressional hearings, and I'm mixing and matching here. TSA refuses to come to congressional hearings with regards to appropriations and spending and so forth. They just flat out refuse, and they work underneath Janet Napolitano. But this is Janet Napolitano, the head of Homeland Security, answering a reporter's question regarding a pre-9/11 situation for American governance, and could we ever return to such a thing? And he teased the question up really well, and her answer is it's just well worth listening to. I think we're ready. Yeah, let's go ahead.
Thank you very much. Since 9/11, as you mentioned, you've seen an expansion of the government powers to protect American citizens from the threat of terrorism, as well as an expansion of bureaucracy, whether that be through the FISA amendments or the Patriot Act. Could you sketch out a scenario when you think the federal government would not need some of those extraordinary powers, and a scenario when, in some cases, the United States could return to a pre-9/11 footing in terms of the powers of the U.S. government?
No.
Did you catch that? That extensive answer? Could she sketch out a scenario where the federal government doesn't need these extraordinary powers? And her answer was no. And people laughed around her, as a matter of fact. So I share that with you because, I mean, it's again, I think I'm reinforcing what all of us already know with regards to this Leviathan that we have on top of us at this point, that they're not interested in remotely dealing with anything but assuming and grabbing more authority, more power, more top-down coercive measures. And she's one of the worst. It's just phenomenal to watch her operate. And if you watch any C-SPAN or any congressional hearings where she is actually present, the level of almost disdain that she has for the process, for Congress, for being there to have to answer any questions is just palpable. It's just amazing to watch how she is. The second link I have into my producer, yes, it's not a video, so I shouldn't have included it, but it's a Twitter link. And John McCain back in 2009 was tweeting, following him on the Twitters, and he was tweeting, and he tweeted a message about his visit with Gaddafi in Libya. And one moment here, I'll be able to read it to you. It essentially says that he has had an interesting meeting with an interesting man in Libya at Gaddafi's ranch, is what it says. And there's other reports out there that he was assuring Gaddafi that he'd get him arms and so forth. And this is back in 2009 that this happened. So the reason I bring that up is it's just a simple piece of evidence that what we have witnessed recently is such a manufactured coup, a manufactured takeover, if you will. At what point in time did we decide that we could just go in and take out people we don't like? I guess we've done this for some time, since the 50s, if you listen to Ron Paul about Iran. But it's just the ever seen the movie Wag the Dog? The tail is wagging the dog here. It is completely manufactured, what's going on over there in Libya. Our own so-called senators are within the last 2 years negotiating and having relations with them. And I would contend, from what the little bit that I've read, it doesn't take a lot to grasp this, that Gaddafi, who is, by many accounts, not a good person, but we need to look in the mirror ourselves. But anyway, he had asserted and proposed that Africa have its own currency standard, have its own credit standard. In other words, not be at the whim of the International Monetary Fund or the World Bank or the westernized Federal Reserves, the central banks. You know, that right there is really what I think got him in trouble. All this other stuff about rebels and so forth is nonsense. He actually looked at getting off of the system. And if you look back into history, in our recent history, when dictators, rulers decide that they want to do something other than the Federal Reserve fiat currency reserve with regards to trading or so forth, like Saddam Hussein proposed, you see what happens to them. Still painting the fun picture we have here. Let's go to this next. And I also want to put a big plug in, everybody that's listening, for these clips. Many of them, I'm picking up because of the great work that Adam Curry and John C. Dvorak do on a show called No Agenda Show, noagendashow.com. It's a podcast that comes out every Thursday and Sunday at 11 a.m. It's live, but you can go to noagendashow.com and you can get the archives. They're free. It's 2 hours of entertaining and informative deconstruction of what is spoon-fed to us as news. And I have to give them full credit on a lot of the work they do to pull some of these clips. It's noagendashow.com. Check them out. We've got our next break, everybody. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Have you heard? Proactiv is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv, your acne can heal, and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-489-0192. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactiv Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-489-0192. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv, plus two free extras. Go to GetProactive.com or call 1-800-489-0192. That's 1-800-489-0192.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Welcome back, everybody, to Common Sense Revisited. And we're just going through some clips that I've heard recently on shows like No Agenda and so forth that are helping, I think, sometimes reinforce what we already know and maybe illuminating some things you had not known. And I listen to a lot of different media on all sides of the spectrum. I listen to National Public Radio. I listen to Iowa Public Radio. I read blogs from every facet, if you will. I get, truthout.org's, e-blast every day and reader-supported news, e-blast every day that are compendiums of purported so-called, liberal or progressive thought and so forth. And it helps provide a good balance out there. And I encourage everybody else to do that as well. But this next clip I'm going to play, it's not very long. It's Robert Reich, spelled R-E-I-C-H, Robert Reich. And he was born in 1946. You may have heard of him. He's a professor, author, political commentator. He actually served in the administrations for Gerald Ford, Jimmy Carter, and was Secretary of Labor under President Bill Clinton in 1993 to 1997. He teaches at University of California in Berkeley. I hear him often on NPR, on a lot of financial, he's kind of called on to as an economist and so forth. I take issue with him, 90% of the time what comes out of his mouth just always blows me away. I guess I have a modicum of respect for him because at least he speaks his mind and you know where he stands. And a lot of where he stands is on fiscal policy. I've heard him out loud say unabashedly that people should not be saving, people should be spending, He's all for a consumer, you know, economy. He's all for, you know, fiat, all for credit. He's very Keynesian, over the top, frankly. But meanwhile, this clip I'm going to play is very revealing about, not about him, but about the mainstream media. And another example of why listening to RBN doesn't rot your brain. And listening to the mainstream media will rot your brain. Let's go ahead and play this clip.
I was on a television show not long ago. And during the station, I was debating somebody, and during the station break, in my ear, the producer said, be angrier. I said, I thought we were having a very constructive debate. I actually enjoyed the debate. I think people were learning something. I don't want to be angry. She said, you have to be angrier. I said, why? And she said, because people are surfing through the channels, and they will stop when they hear people shouting at each other. And I said, I'm not going to do it. She said, you have to do it. And then I lost my temper.
So, you know, producers are effectively on the mainstream news segments ginning up the anger. You know, they don't want us to be debateful. They don't want us to be thoughtful measured and courteous and collaborate and actually come to some kind of an understanding of each other. You know, as a matter of fact, you know, there was a recent effort to squelch free speech. I was watching the John Stossel show recently on Fox Business, and he was talking about students who were their free speech was squelched on campus, whether it was the Second Amendment, advocates that were wearing empty holsters, you know, handing out leaflets on campus to talk about carry and concealed carry and so forth, whether it was students who were talking about affirmative action and their free speech was squelched. And I wrote some notes down because one of the interesting things that one of the students said was, you know, when we were allowed to, when free speech was allowed to flourish and not put in these so-called free speech zones, as they were talking about, the result was that people had debate, that they had dialogue, that they actually engaged in some discussion. And I think that at the end of the day, that might be what really scares the academics out there, that, you know, on campuses like this. I mean, remember, when Eisenhower gave his famous military-industrial complex speech, the record shows that his original written speech included military-industrial academic complex, and he was pressured to pull that out at the last minute, and that was referring to both the all the college campuses as well as the foundations, the not-for-profit think tanks and so forth that he was referring to. But where I was going with this free speech thing, you know, people are flipping channels and are looking for people yelling and being angry, is what the producer told Robert Reich, versus people looking for free speech that leads to debate. Because, you know, debate leads to thought, in my opinion, and thought leads to, you know, reconsideration of one's position or views. If you're engaging in debate with somebody, you're actually, if you're open-minded enough, you're engaging in reconsideration of one's positions, which is really reflection. And when one engages in reflection, typically that brings about some sense of peace, in my opinion. So I would draw the thread that free speech leads to peace. It does not lead to strife or war, and that we should exercise more of it. So we only got a couple minutes for the next break, so I'll wait till I replay the clip till afterwards. And when I'm finished playing some of these clips, you know, I certainly encourage folks to call in with any comments. The number is 1-800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. I've only got a couple more clips I want to play to kind of tee up some things, and we're going to get to there's a movement out there to destroy the Constitution and replace it with a parliament, which is fascinating in my opinion. This is coming from, you know, CNN and Time magazine, and we're going to get to that after the break. And then we're going to talk about grand juries. I spoke about it last week on the show. The letter to the Scott County grand juries is live, published now at scottcountyifa.com. scottcountyifa.com. Go check it out there. And we will talk right after. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Ladies, gentlemen, Americans, meet Steve Boss.
The American dream has become a nightmare.
Steve Boss.
We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C., before it's too late, there's not.
To meet and see Steve Boss perform live, you need to be at Get Prepared Expo, September 9th and 10th, Springfield, Missouri, downtown at the Expo Center, all for $9 tickets. Get yours at GetPreparedExpo.com. Don't miss Steve Boss in concert live at Get Prepared Expo, September 9th and 10th, Springfield, Missouri.
Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take
America. Attention RBN listeners. The Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees. But we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can...
Welcome back, everybody, to Common Sense Revisited. Today's Saturday, August 27, 2011. I'm your host for the rest of the hour, Todd McGreevy. Please stay tuned for Michael McKay's Radio Free Market. There will be a rebroadcast of September 26, 2009, interview with Art Carden about the myths of capitalism. So we're going to listen to a clip here from Matt Tiabi just in a second. Matt Tiabi is an author, Rolling Stone author. He's if you've ever watched Jesse Ventura's conspiracy show on True TV, he had Matt Tiabi on once talking about Wall Street and so forth. Tiabi wrote a really hard-hitting piece called The Great American Bubble Machine about a year ago. I would encourage you to search engine for that, The Great American Bubble Machine, and it talks about Goldman Sachs and how that company, that group, has manipulated commodities going back 100 years in the marketplace. It's a fascinating expose that, you know, most people aren't even aware of, the Goldman Sachs, you know, essentially how it is really kind of running the show behind the scenes. He did a great job on that. There's an article he just wrote. It came out August 17th, so last Wednesday, called "Is the SEC Covering Up Wall Street Crimes?" A whistleblower claims that over the past two decades, the agency has destroyed records of thousands of investigations, whitewashing the files of some of the nation's worst financial criminals. And his piece leads in. I'm going to read this intro, and then we're going to play this clip where he's being interviewed about his story. Imagine a world in which a man who is repeatedly investigated for a string of serious crimes but never prosecuted has his slate wiped clean every time the cops fail to make a case. No more Lifetime Channel specials where the murderer is unveiled after police stumble upon a past intrigue in some old file. No more burglary sprees cracked when some sharp cop sees the same name pop up in one too many witness statements. This is a different world, one far friendlier to lawbreakers, where even the suspicion of wrongdoing gets wiped from the record. So go ahead and let's play this clip.
SEC has several levels of investigations. Basically, any preliminary inquiry is what they call a MUI, a matter under inquiry. And a MUI is just any investigation that's before the level of a formal inquiry.
Right.
And what they've been doing, dating back to 1993, is they've been destroying the records of any MUI that has not proceeded to a full investigation. So all these preliminary investigations of Bernie Madoff, AIG, Goldman Sachs, Citigroup, Lehman Brothers, as many as 18,000 cases, the evidence for all of them has been destroyed.
So if somebody had a brilliant realization about what Madoff was doing in 2004, and there had been an investigation in 1999 with somebody else who'd moved on, who'd had the same idea, there'd be no, for the guy in 2004, there'd be no record from 1999, and for the guy in 2008, there'd be no record of either of them.
Exactly. There was no way to cross-reference them. That's exactly what happened. Somebody would call in with a tip, or they'd get a tip from FINRA or from the New York Stock Exchange about suspicious trades.
Oh.
You get a team of SEC guys would look into it for a few weeks, maybe a couple of months. They'd do some interviews. They'd ask for permission to proceed. It might get rejected by a future employee of Bernie Madoff or Citigroup, and then they would shred the documents afterwards.
That was actually Keith Olbermann interviewing Matt Taibbi, and I guess Olbermann's got a new platform. I can't remember where it is, but did we know how bad it was or is information from Taibbi? We're going to play one more clip right after I introduce it here from him as well from that same interview. But I many of you who listened to me rant and rave, you know, may recall that the Wall Street Reform Act. The Frank Dodd thing, the monstrosity of a piece that should have been called the Federal Reserve Act, you know, the reinvigorate the Federal Reserve Act. That piece of legislation that was passed last year, I believe, it has a provision in it that actually exempts the SEC, the Security and Exchange Commission, from Freedom of Information Act requests. So you have an entire division, an unconstitutional agency, the SEC, which the people, you know, the consent of the governed, you know, the sheeple have claimed. They want regulation. They want to be protected from the boo bad corporations who get too powerful and tread on the little guy. And we need more regulation. So they set up the regulators, the SEC, and according to Taibbi, you know, it's just a paper tiger. This is just all folly. And on top of it, if we the people want to assert ourselves and do some digging, the most recent legislation that your criminal Congress put into place made the SEC exempt from Freedom of Information Act requests. So they are essentially sealed up and don't have to answer to anybody. And effectively, they are the jackboots for Goldman Sachs and the elite greed on Wall Street. We're going to play the second clip from Taibbi.
And the SEC started going toward a model where they would allow companies to investigate themselves during this MUI stage. What they would do is they'd get a complaint, and then they'd go back to the company and they'd say, could you hire a lawyer and look into yourself and then file a report back to us so we can decide whether or not to investigate you? Now, apparently this system worked okay for a couple of years, but when they put Cox in, my sources tell me that this process just became a joke and these investigations just routinely went nowhere.
So investigate yourself and send us a report. You know, that's a great model. I bring this up because, you know, there are people who advocate just the elimination of these agencies. And John Narcisse, who I was speaking to a lot lately, John's been on the show. He ran for governor in Iowa as an independent under the Iowa Party platform. He was out at the Des Moines State Fair recently at a table, and he met thousands and thousands of people and dozens of state house workers and legislators, and he's made some real progress with his concepts and ideas for governance reform, so much so that he was invited to the state house on Friday to meet with staffers and go over some of his ideas. And these ideas are not radical. They're not, you know, out of thin air. These are actually applying what's already on the books. And to that end, he said many people approached him and wanted him to kind of handicap the presidential race. You know, all the people are coming through the state fair and everything because they're all hustling for the straw poll. And he said that, you know, people kept pressing him about commenting on the national scene, and he wants to focus on state. And he said, finally, he goes, okay, I'll make a comment on the national. You say you want to get rid of the Department of Education, you know, well, then, you know, you don't have to wait for a president to get elected to do it. Reagan claimed he would do it, and he failed at it. It's up to Congress, who has the power of the purse, the appropriations. You just don't appropriate them any funds, and they go away. They go away. Same could happen for the SEC. You know, these agencies are out of control. They are judge, jury, and executioner. They have no oversight. They have no accountability. You know, OSHA was recently cited as claiming that, you know, they're not really interested in what Congress does. They're going to continue to operate how they see fit. These people need to have their they need to be gelded, frankly. This is just out of hand. So I'm going to jump over to this piece by I'm going to jump to this real quick here. This would be the gentleman who is a spokesperson or a commentator, I should say, on CNN and also an author for Time magazine. And his name's Zakaria Fareed. And I'm this is on Breitbart's website, bigjournalism.com. And P.J. Salvatore posted this link, if you will, or embedded this video clip. It's on about 3-4 minutes long. But this is Zakaria Fareed commenting on the parliamentary system and the how those that have a Standard & Poor's rating of AAA or better are all parliamentary systems and so forth. And we're going to go ahead and play this, and then we're going to talk about it.
GPS website, cnn.com/GPS for your reference, that has gotten a great deal of reaction. So let me talk about it for a moment. It all started because I read a website that pointed out that after the S&P downgrade of the United States, no country with a presidential system of government had a AAA rating from all three rating agencies. Only countries with parliamentary systems have that honor, with the possible exception of France, which could be characterized as having a parliament, a prime minister, as well as a president. This brought to mind my years in political science grad school and an essay by a famous Yale scholar, Juan Linz, who said that parliamentary systems are superior to presidential systems because they allow for greater stability and purposeful action. In a parliamentary system, he contended, the legislature and the executive are fused, so there is no contest for national legitimacy and power. Think of David Cameron in England. He is the head of the coalition that won the election, head of the bloc that has a majority in parliament, and head of the executive branch as prime minister. Remember the political battle surrounding the debt ceiling. It's actually impossible in a parliamentary system because the executive controls the legislature. There could not be a public spectacle of the two branches of government squabbling or holding the country hostage. In the American presidential system, in contrast, you have a presidency and a legislature, both of which claim to speak for the people. As a result, you always have a contest over basic legitimacy. Who is actually speaking for and representing the people? In America today, we take this struggle to an extreme. We have one party in one house of the legislature claiming to speak for all the people because theirs was the most recent electoral victory. And of course, you have the president who claims a broader mandate as the only person elected by all the people. Now, these are unresolvable claims, and they invite constant struggle. There are, of course, advantages to the American system. The checks and balances have been very useful on occasion. Let me give you an example. In 1945, Britain enacted a quasi-socialist economic plan that set the country on a bad, bad path. But look at the situation we're in today. Western countries have all created welfare states and governmental systems that are cumbersome, sluggish, and expensive, especially as the population ages. These need to be reformed, and many of these reforms are fairly obvious in Social Security, tax policy, energy policy, but the American government has lost the ability to actually implement any policy solutions because of political gridlock. Look at what the S&P actually said in its downgrade. Quote, America's governance and policy making is becoming less stable, less effective, and less predictable than we previously believed. Despite this year's wide-ranging debate, in our view, the differences between political parties have proven to be extraordinarily difficult to bridge, unquote. This is not just about the presidential system alone. Recent developments have added to polarization and paralysis. The filibuster, for example, is not in the Constitution, but it is now routinely used in the Senate to allow a minority of one house to block all legislation.
That filibuster after filibuster.
In a fast-moving world where other countries are acting quickly and with foresight, we are paralyzed. It's all very well to keep saying that we have the greatest system in the history of the world, but against the backdrop of dysfunction, it sounds a lot like thoughtless cheerleading.
Thoughtless cheerleading. Well, you know, there's so many things that I should need to pick up on this comment by Fareed Zakaria. I had his name backwards. Fareed Zakaria is his name. And this concept that both the president and Congress claim to speak for the people. Well, in practice, yes, that is true. The president is claiming to speak for the people, but that's only because the media lets them get away with it and lets them be this rock star, this bully pulpit that it doesn't need. The executive branch swore an oath to uphold the Constitution. And the president, you know, I've heard Bush say it, I've heard Obama say it, you know, my number one job is to keep the American people safe. And I've talked about that on this show. No, that's not anywhere in your job description. The people will keep themselves safe, given left to their own devices. That's not how the system was set up. So while the president may claim to speak for the people, that is not really what his job is. Now, Congress, let's talk about them speaking for the people. There was a three-legged stool there. There was the enforcement branch with the executive. There was the House representatives, which did speak for the people. That was a popular vote. And the Senate, until the 17th Amendment, spoke for the states. The states who were sovereign. That's where the balance came in. The state legislators prior to the 17th Amendment are the ones who elected the senators. Therefore, the states had some authority and say in this federation of states, which should not be a national government, should be a federal government. So, you know, Fareed forgets his history here and he paints with a broad brush. And this is a propaganda move. I mean, you've got some of the biggest names, you know, with Time Magazine, CNN, you know, recent cover story on the Constitution with Time, you know, trying to the hit is out, folks. The hit is out on the Constitution. And this whole thing, this clip, you know, he bases his thesis on the status of the lost ability to implement because of gridlock. Well, and the way that's being defined is because S&P downgraded us. A, who gives a rip what the S&P is saying? We have $14 trillion in debt. It's ridiculous to act like a credit grade matters for anything. That is just a facade beyond belief of what S&P says. And secondly, nowhere is there a discussion in any of this stuff about cutting spending. It's all tinkering on the mechanics of it. Now we're being distracted that we might need a parliament, you know, instead, so we can get our, you know, which tail is wagging which dog here, folks, you know. So just keep that in mind when you hear all this speak about this. And you know, there is a war on, folks. It's a war on the Constitution. It's a war on self-determination. It's a war on freedom. It's a war on liberty. It is happening. And the reason I'm bringing this macro stuff, and I haven't even got to the micro yet, is that you hear this all the time. And if you listen to other, you know, patriot type networks and this one, you know that, you know, the stuff you saw in England, the burning, the looting, some of it fabricated, some of it produced like a movie, you know, it's coming to us soon, sooner than we think. And it's been forecasted and it could happen in your neighborhood. You know, the earthquakes and hurricanes and all this stuff. We're somewhat insulated here in middle America from this stuff. But the reason I bring all this up is we don't have to let this top-down stuff oppress us. We don't have to let this top-down stuff get us down. Because if you get involved in your local government, then you can actually be safe where you live. You can have freedom. You can have liberty. You can have accountability. But it takes you getting involved locally. It takes more than screaming at the television, more than emailing your friends. It means you need to go and attend your county board of supervisor meetings. You need to go to your city council meetings. You need to get to know your sheriff. You need to find out who your grand jury is in your county. They exist in all, nearly every county in America has a grand jury that's been so-called seated. It's been done secretly. It's been done clandestinely. And it should be out in the open who the grand jurors are in your county. To that end, we here in Scott County, Iowa, pursued finding out who the grand jurors are, and our attorney general had to tell our clerk of the court that, hey, that list of names and contact information is not exempt from disclosure. And subsequently, we have the names of our grand jurors. Now, these are seven seated jurors and seven alternates. And we recently, Thursday, sent out a certified letter. It was with some enclosures, including a U.S. Constitution, an Iowa Constitution, some literature from Fully Informed Jury Association, copies of the Iowa Rules of the Court, as well as a six-page introductory letter that, explained to them their duties and responsibilities to the citizens of Scott County. They are there to protect us. If you have a problem with your local government, do you think you're going to get relief coming through the government channels to find relief and, get remedy and get restitution? That's why the grand jury is there. And the grand jury is only going to be as effective as the support it has from the people. That's why they need to be considered friends and allies, and they need to be supported. I think I've got a break coming up here in a second here. I hear something in my ear. So go to ScottCountyIFA.com, ScottCountyIFA.com. You can see the letter we sent. Feel free to steal it. We'll talk right after the break.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Everybody, welcome back. Thanks for staying with us this hour, and, appreciate you tuning in to Common Sense Revisited. So, you know, where I'm trying to head with this, and, you know, I've been pursuing, along with many of my friends and neighbors here where I live in Iowa, Illinois area, everything from attending tea parties to starting an independent, non-party political organization called Iowans for Accountability to publishing newspapers, to attending trials, to protesting unlawful orders at our courthouse that limit people to bringing digital recording devices in. I mean, handing out literature for fully informed juries. Now our next step is we have identified our grand jurors in Scott County. We have sent them a letter that's very, it's an open letter, and it's explaining to them, you know, through citing with heavily footnoted details their authority and their responsibilities that include, you know, ensuring that no Scott County citizen is imprisoned on criminal charges without grand jury indictments, investigating the condition and management of the prisons and detention halls, investigating unlawful misconduct of Scott County public officers and employees. I mean, these are some simple things that, that these people may not even be aware of. I happen to know one of the alternate grand jurors, and he shared with me that when they were originally seated, that there was no instructions like this given to them whatsoever. In a nutshell, they said, you'll be seated for a year. When we need you, we'll call you, and just pretty much keep this secret that this even exists. And it's just this culture of secrecy within the corporatocracy that you know, the lay people, the general, you know, the some of us, you know, refer to the sheeple as, you know, the citizen slaves. You know, don't ask any questions. Don't get engaged. Don't find out what's going on. My contention with this isn't that I have this big smoking gun that I'm going to hand to the grand jurors once they, you know, become awake and aware and go, ooh, go after this. Here's what you're going to get done. I don't have that. We need to look at some mechanics, some history, some processes. We need to, you know, there's no silver bullet here. But at a minimum, if you have an active and aware grand jury in your county, and by that I mean they are asking questions of the servant government, of the elected officials, of the clerk of the court, getting data about indictments, finding out, looking into things, lifting up some rocks, looking into some stuff. At a minimum, the rest of your public officers in your county just might be more truthful. They just might be more circumspect. They might not be as greedy. They might not be as corrupt if they know they have an active and informed grand jury in your county. That's what we're hoping to do with this. We're hoping to create a culture where there is accountability, where people are talking to each other, where they're less likely to take a risk and go against the nature's law and do what they know is wrong, but do it anyway because they've been getting away with it for years. This is how it's always done. This is how we always cut corners. This is how we always screw over the people. Well, maybe if your grand jury is identified and the rest of the elected officers and the employees in your county and city and municipalities know that that grand jury has been outed, so to speak, and know that they exist and that they have the capacity to do their job, then you might have more accountability and more lawfulness and more freedom and liberty in your county. So I encourage you. I mean, you know, we all rail against this stuff. I played all these clips, these terrible things we hear on the news, C-SPAN, the whole nine yards, the internet. You get it. I got it. But get involved locally, folks. Have you talked to your sheriff? Have you just gone and had coffee with your sheriff? Have you gone to your sheriff's office just to look around? Does he have his oath of office on the wall? You know, does he even remember he took an oath? These are some simple things that if you don't do it, then you're not engaged. And it's you're not revisiting common sense. We need to revisit common sense, folks. I appreciate you staying tuned. Stay tuned for Michael McKay. And you can check out links to this show at thirdrailblog.com. Have some links up in place today. Take care.
The next round of the worst financial crisis in 100 years is